On this episode, sex muscle strength and recovery. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you being a part of this community and being a part of this movement. It is a movement. We are a movement of men who are flipping the script in a lot of ways. We are empowering ourselves and our lives from the inside out. That is an important distinction. A lot of what guys will try to do and a lot of what is out there in the world of masculinity is focused on external things. It's focused on how we interact with the world around us. Maybe that is in the context of dating and women. Maybe it's in the context of business. But it all starts with what's happening inside of us. And that is what I see, what I talk about on this show, what I hear from you guys, what I see in guys that I work with, is when things really change dramatically, when guys undergo major transformations in their lives, it is not because they focused on these external things, although of course those do play a role, right? They play a part in our life and in our creating the life that we desire. But where it really starts is it starts inside of us. It starts with what is going on in our own mind, in our own body, and of course, in our own sexuality. And one of the key aspects of this movement that we are a part of is we are flipping the script on sexuality. We are taking sexuality from something that in most of the cases for us listening to this show at some point in your life, and a lot of guys out there, sexuality was something that we were in a lot of ways a slave to. In a lot of ways, we were dragged down by it. And we're flipping that completely around. We are becoming empowered by our sexuality. We are harnessing our sexuality to lift us up, propel us forward, to make us and our lives better. So man, I'm so glad you're on this journey with me. I appreciate you guys. Let's talk about our sex muscle. Sex muscle is, I refer to it as our root muscle. You might think about it as your PC muscle, which is a lot of what sort of the medical community might call it. You might think about it as your pelvic floor, all different terms for what is really the same thing. In essence, we have a couple of muscles. They work together. You can think about it as one muscle really, because that's how we can approach it. We have, in essence, a muscle that is at the floor of our abdomen that connects our body from front to back, that not only forms this physical floor of our body, but in a lot of ways it forms an energetic floor as well. So this root muscle, this sex muscle, goes from basically wraps all around the base of your penis and testicles and goes through your perineum, which is where a lot of people think about this muscle, is in that perineum area. And then it goes and it actually wraps all the way around your anus as well. So it really is this kind of hammock-shaped muscle. And it's incredibly important. And not only is it incredibly important, it is the least paid attention to of any muscle in the body. You'll see guys at the gym, you know, ideally, right? A lot of guys not working out, getting in worse and worse shape, eating shitty. But I know a lot of you guys are on the path. If you're not on the path right now, get back on it. You're training your body. You're exercising in the gym. You're working the various muscle groups. You're working your legs. You're having leg day, shoulder day, push day, press day, pull day, all the things, right? Working your body. But even the guys who are going to the gym, the vast majority are in a lot of ways completely ignoring training what is one of the most important muscles in our entire body. Because not only does our root muscle play into sex, which of course it does in major ways, not only will training your root muscle lead to better sex, better sexual energy, better erections, better stamina, more orgasmic energy, more ability to transmute that energy into other types of things, but it also is really the energetic floor. When you train, I want you to think about this. If you've been in different points of your life, maybe recently, maybe you have to look back a while. If you've been in a place where you really weren't working out, and you started working out and you started getting stronger and you started lifting or you started doing body weight, strength work or whatever it is, and you start to get that feeling where the increase in strength and functional ability leads to you feeling better overall, leads to you feeling more powerful, leads to you feeling more confident. As your physical body gets stronger, it absolutely leads to that. And I know a lot of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're strong, when you're getting after it, when you feel strong within your body, it affects you in very powerful ways. And it's critical to remember that maybe more important than any other individual muscle or muscle group in our entire body is our root muscle. It is our energetic and physical floor in a lot of ways, and we absolutely want to train it, and we want it to be strong. Now, when a lot of guys start training their root muscle, they hear me talk about, you know, doing Kegels, doing reverse Kegels. Maybe they download the Stamina app, which is a good one if you're on iOS. There's some other ones on Android. Maybe they start training their root muscle, right? If you've not been training your root muscle at all, and you start training it that way, in the beginning, that's kind of the equivalent of a guy who's been sitting on the couch, not working out at all, going in and starting to work out and starting to lift a little bit. It's kind of the equivalent of going and doing a, you know, 150-pound deadlift or 100-pound deadlift. Yes, it's certainly better than sitting on the couch. But what is also true is you also have a long ways to go, right? If we want to be strong, noticeably strong, functionally strong, both within our own life and as we sort of look out to the world around us, we know that if we think about a deadlift, which it's just one example, I'm just using that as an example because I know it's something a lot of you guys are familiar with. If we think about a deadlift, if you want to be sort of thinking about yourself as being really strong, that's not a 100-pound deadlift. Depending on your perspective, that's probably 300-pound, 400-pound, 500-pound deadlift. Right? It's probably a couple times your body weight at least. So when you go and start training and you're at that, you know, 100-pound deadlift, 150-pound deadlift, that's awesome. But what we need to recognize is you have a long ways to go. You have a long ways to go to gain the kind of strength that you really want to have. But that's okay because you're going to keep showing up day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. You're going to keep showing up and you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. We want to approach our root muscle, our sex muscle, in the exact same way. Yeah, it's a good start to start doing Kegels every day. It's a good start to make that mind-body connection where you can control that muscle better. But that's a start. We want to think about it the same way. We don't want to have the 100-pound deadlift equivalent of a root muscle. We want to have the 500-pound deadlift equivalent of a root muscle, right? We want our root muscle to be extremely strong and functional. And when it is, it will lead to tremendous differences in your energy, in your physical energy, in your sexual energy, in how sex goes for you, whether that's solo with a partner, in the amount of sexual energy that you can pump into the rest of your body and transmute into creativity and drive and discipline. We want that really strong muscle. So it's really important to think about it that way. And I would encourage you to, you know, I think a lot of guys, when they get started doing Kegels, training their root muscle every day, doing reverse Kegels, they kind of look at it as like, okay, you know, I'm doing one Kegel session a day and I'm going to keep doing that. And that's great. But it's not going to take us where we really want to go long term. We really want it to be very, very strong. So what does that mean? It means we need to ramp up our training. So if you want to have a very strong root muscle, you're going to start doing multiple stamina sessions a day. You're going to start incorporating your root muscle into your physical training. Let's talk about that for a minute, because this is something that I've talked about once or twice previously, but I know a lot of you guys may have not heard those episodes, and it's something I'll talk to clients about as well. But one thing that you can do is you can incorporate training your root muscle into your time at the gym or training outside or at home or wherever you're training. Because when you engage your root muscle as part of that training, a couple things will happen. One is you'll actually have better results in your training, because when you engage that pelvic floor, you're able to not only have the increased energy that comes from that, which it does, but you're also engaging what is in a lot of ways the core foundational structure of your body. So you end up actually transferring more energy into whatever movement you're doing. The other thing that happens is it ramps up your training on your root muscle itself. It's kind of like the equivalent of, you know, a comparison I would say is body weight training versus lifting. Doing Kegels just on their own, you know, you're driving, you're walking, you're sitting at home, wherever you're doing them, and reverse Kegels, of course, remember to do both. Doing those on their own, kind of like body weight training. Yeah, you can get pretty strong training body weight exercises alone, but if you're going to sort of push to gaining more mass, to really getting stronger, you're going to need to lift. You're going to want to lift, probably, and tons of benefits that come from that. And that's kind of like when we train our root muscle while we're exercising, it's the lifting version of root muscle training. It ramps it up. So it gives you the opportunity to get even stronger. And the way that you want to incorporate that, you can do it one of a couple ways. You're going to want to engage a root squeeze, by the way, really quick 20-second reminder. A root squeeze, also called a Kegel, is where you're squeezing like you were going to stop peeing. A reverse squeeze or a root push, same thing, are like if you were going to pee harder or faster, or if you were going to push out a fart. Whereas getting back to the regular Kegel side, a root squeeze, kind of like you were going to hold in that pee or hold in a fart. When you're training your root muscle as part of your exercise, as part of your gym overall body physical training, you're going to want to use the squeeze side of it. That's the side where we really want to develop strength. On the push side, that's really more about control. We don't need to develop super strong strength on the push side. What we really want to develop on the push side is control, where we can hold it in a slight push regularly, reliably, even as our arousal levels get higher. Because a reverse Kegel or a root push, that's what it's really mostly about. It's mostly about, yes, we do want to have some balance in that muscle, but really in the end, the reason for that balance is so we can have better, longer lasting sex, so we can have better control. The squeeze side, the root squeeze side, which again is a regular Kegel, depending on what you're going to call it, that's the side we really want to build up strength. The more strength that you have on that side and the stronger that muscle becomes in that aspect, again, it's going to lead to all those benefits, better sexual energy, better overall energy, better erection quality, better sex in general, better life in general. When we're stronger, life gets better. When your root muscle gets stronger, it will lead to your life getting better in various ways. It just will. So when you're incorporating root muscle training into your physical training, you want to focus on the squeeze side. So there's a couple different ways to implement that. You can do it sort of on a rep by rep basis or on a set basis. And you always want to come back to a place of relaxation. So you want to finish with kind of a root push to bring you back into that place of relaxation. So here's what I mean exactly. Let's say we've been talking about deadlifts. Let's say you're doing a deadlift, okay? You step up to the bar, you're going to do that set of deadlifts. A couple different ways that you can engage your root muscle. One is you can engage that squeeze. So like you step up to the bar. First, I would go to that place of relaxation. So a slight root push / reverse Kegel to kind of make sure you're reminding your body of that relaxed side. Then engage that squeeze and engage a strong squeeze. Then you could do the first rep, keep that Kegel squeeze, that root squeeze, keep holding that throughout the rep. Then when you get back down to the floor, you do a really quick cycle where you cycle over to a reverse push or a root push. And then you go back to a root squeeze and then you start that next rep. Or you can do it on a set basis where before you start the set. Again, you start in that relaxed position, maybe a little root push to kind of remind your body of that relaxed position. Then you engage a strong squeeze and you hold that strong squeeze all the way through however many reps you're gonna do. When the set is over, then you go back to that relaxed position with a little bit of a root push to kind of push you back into that relaxed position, because that's where we want the default to be. If we're gonna have the best stamina and be able to last, we need the default position of our root muscle to be relaxed. And a lot of guys, it's not. A lot of guys, their default position is some tension. It's like almost like they're holding this slight squeeze all the time. And that might be a lot of you guys. If you really pay attention to this throughout the day, bring your awareness to your root muscle throughout the day, what you'll find is that you're very likely kind of holding some tension there. We want to release that. We want the default position to be relaxed. But again, you can bring this root muscle training into your physical training and ramp it up. You can do more Kegel training sessions throughout the day. Do both. But recognize that you want that muscle to be strong. It's not, we don't want to just be satisfied with like, okay, you know, I'm doing one round of stamina a day, of that root training a day. I'm doing one round of that. I'm starting to have better control. Okay, awesome. That's a great start. Keep going. Keep going and make it stronger and stronger and stronger. Continue to train it. Continue to push into higher levels of strength, just like you are, hopefully, with the rest of your body. Now, one thing that comes with that is, think about, you go to the gym, you get that hard training session in. Ideally, what do you do at the end of that session? You recover. Now, there's the basic aspects of recovery in terms of fuel and sleep and those kind of things. But in specifically, you recover with either stretching or massage or a massage gun or maybe the sauna. But in a lot of cases, the most basic form of recovery is stretching, right? Very smart idea when you get to the end of a hard training session to stretch out. Now, our root muscle, our sex muscle, it can get that tension build up when we work it really hard, just like the rest of our body can. So we want to make sure that we're working on recovery in our root muscle if we're really going to be training it as well. Now, there's not really a way to stretch out your root muscle. Yes, you could do something like a very deep squat, right? Like an ass to the floor kind of squat. And that will sort of stretch it out a little bit. It doesn't really stretch out your root muscle in particular. What it's really going to do is it's going to stretch out kind of the connecting pieces. So if we're going to be training our root muscle hard, which hopefully we are, because we want it to be hella strong, not just a little bit strong, not just starting to use it again. We want it to be hella strong. If we're going to train it to be hella strong, we're going to need to recover. And since we can't really stretch it out, the absolute best way to help your root muscle recover is massage. Absolutely the best way and very, very valuable thing to do, especially if you are training it hard. But even if you're not, there's other benefits. See, when you massage, you're not only releasing some of that tension that's going to build up so that you can continue to train hard and not have that tension be overwhelming. Because if you train your root muscle really hard and you're not ever doing anything to help it recover, you can sort of run into the same thing you might run into with another muscle where you get kind of trigger points and tension that becomes kind of uncomfortable where you've worked it harder than it's been able to recover from. So we want to avoid that. Part of that is, of course, taking it step by step and not trying to do too much too soon. But the other part is active recovery. And since we can't stretch it, the best form of that active recovery is massage. When you massage, and I'll talk about specifics on this in just a second. When you massage, you will prevent those tight spots from building up. You'll help that whole muscle stay healthier. And a huge benefit, couple of benefits actually. One is that you'll increase blood flow. It's very well documented in the world of massage, general body massage, that massage increases blood flow. Of all the areas of our body where we want to increase blood flow, ding, 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 here's a big one, your root muscle, your sex muscle, increasing blood flow there, a very good thing. The other thing that will happen is it starts to open it up energetically, because when you have tightness in your body, this might be tension in your shoulders, might be tension in your hips, might be tension in the individual muscle. When we have tension in our bodies, that tension prevents the open and smooth flow of energy through that area. And this is something that really, you know, if you've gotten a massage before, you may have felt where you almost get kind of an emotional release. If you have some really serious tension, maybe in your shoulders, your back, your hips, those are really common places that a lot of guys store sort of emotional tension. You may have had this experience where when you massage that area, you get kind of this like emotional release, and the energy flows more readily and more smoothly through that area. Now, all of us, to one degree or another, have some kind of emotional stuff that hangs out as part of our sexual being, right? This could start with the very beginnings of being circumcised. If you're circumcised, you probably don't remember it because it probably happened when you were a baby, but that actually causes trauma that gets stored in the body. It might be negative sexual experiences, negative dating experiences. It might be something from, you know, you got caught masturbating. Somebody walked in on you when you were a kid and this emotional kind of trauma gets stored there. We have all these things that get stored in terms of negative kind of sexual stuff and experiences that get stored as physical trauma in our body. And when it comes to sexual stuff, a lot of that will actually get stored in your root muscle. And a lot of times in the surrounding muscle. This is another really common area is the hips. A lot of guys store kind of love, sex area, emotional kind of stuff. They'll store it either in their hips or in their root muscle. So when you massage your root muscle, you will also help to clear up that flow of energy. And the more that energy is flowing, just like with the rest of your body, the better things are going to get. Your libido will be better. Your erections will be better. Your satisfaction with sex will be better. We want that energy to be flowing. So hugely beneficial to massage your root muscle. Now let's talk about some specifics. When I said at the beginning of this, your root muscle wraps around the base of your penis and your testicles, wraps around that hole. If you think about that as like a circle, right? If you kind of remove sort of the outer part, and you just think about that as a circle in that part of your body, your root muscle wraps all the way around that circle, and then it continues across your perineum, back to your anus, and it wraps around your anus. So that's kind of the whole area that we want to think about. And if we're going to massage that, number one, we want to massage that whole area. And number two, we want to massage the things that connect to it. So what I would recommend when you massage this area is you massage everything from your very lower abdominals, like on your pubic bone in the front, where your lower abdominals come down and they go past where your pants are and they start to actually connect at that very top, right? We want to massage your very lower abdominals. You want to massage around the sides of that circular area of your penis and your balls, right? Massage around the sides, massage where your hip kind of connects to that. And then of course we want to massage that whole perineum area. And then ideally you want to massage kind of around the anus as well to the sides of it, because that's actually a really powerful part of the muscle. And if you're training it hard, that part's going to get tight as well. So massaging this on a regular basis will bring huge benefits to your edging practice, to sex, to your physical body overall, to your training, to your energy. So many reasons to this. Here's what I would suggest. End every edging session with some massage and scale the amount of that massage that you're doing to how long the edging session is. Meaning, if you have a 10-minute edging session, spend a minute or two at the end massaging. It doesn't have to take forever. If you have a 20-minute edging session, maybe spend 4 or 5 minutes at the end of that doing some massage. If you have a 30-minute session or longer, I would suggest you spend maybe more like 5 to 10 minutes massaging. It will pay dividends, I promise. So incorporate that. And that, I think, is the best time to do it. You can do this anytime, of course. And if you have tension that builds up, maybe you want to do it more than once a day. But at a minimum, I would suggest that anytime you have an edging session, you end it with massage. It'll be a great way to wrap up your edging session energetically. It'll bring some relaxation back into that whole part of your body. And we'll bring all the other benefits that we've talked about from doing that massage, keeping it relaxed, keeping the blood flow high. So do that. Your root muscle is so important, you guys. It is absolutely critical. It's critical and it's so often ignored. And I think one of the reasons for that is when we're young, it's kind of like the gym example, right? When we're young, if you're relatively kind of active, even if you're not exercising per se, specifically to exercise, if you're kind of playing sports, you're kind of active, you have a kind of a base level of strength. And as you get older, if you're not exercising at all, you're not doing anything, that's going to fade away. And the same thing kind of applies with our root muscle. When we're young, testosterone's super high, sex drive is super high. A lot of young guys will have pretty decent strength in their root muscle, but they don't ever train it in particular. And then often they start going down the rabbit hole of porn and ejaculating constantly, and that drains the energy and that drains the strength from that muscle. And then they get older and they're still not training, and that muscle gets weaker and weaker and weaker. So if you're 30 plus, especially if you're 40 plus, you have very likely some meaningful work to do to catch up your root muscle for it to be as strong as you want it to be. And a lot of you guys that are, you know, if you're going to the gym, you're going to jujitsu, whatever you're doing, you're training hard, you feel like you're strong. If you're not training your root muscle with that same kind of consistency, that same kind of passion, that same kind of persistence, that same kind of intensity, then there's no question that your root muscle is lagging behind the rest of your body, which means you have some catching up to do with it. So develop a strong root muscle and then use some massage to keep it recovering well, to keep it relaxed, to keep that energy flow good. And the difference that this will make in your lives, you guys, I promise you, if you think about, when you think about that feeling, maybe that feeling when you go to the gym or you go to jujitsu or whatever it is, you get that pump in and you come out of that session and yeah, you have some muscles that are kind of tired, but your spirit feels fired up because you access that strength and you have that strength and that muscular strength. Yeah, it's affecting you physiologically in terms of your hormones and all that, but it's also affecting your mindset. It's affecting your spirit. Your root muscle will do the same thing. The stronger your root muscle gets, yes, you will absolutely have better sex, better erections, better sex drive, all that. But it will feed your mind. It will feed your spirit. It will feed your fire. In many ways, if you think about that internal, like just fire, if you want that fire to increase, build a stronger root muscle along with the other things that you're doing. Because that root muscle absolutely makes a difference. Let me know if you guys have questions about this. Also, a reminder as always, if you'd like to schedule a coaching session with me or ongoing coaching, reach out to me. I can help you get past porn. I can help you dial in various aspects of your sexual health, of your discipline, of that internal fire. I would be happy to help you with that. So schedule a coaching session. You can schedule one-off session if you look at the link in the show notes, or if you want to schedule ongoing coaching, you can text me 801-742-1439, or you can just schedule a one-off coaching session. Then we can talk about additional coaching after that. Sending you guys all my best. Go out, kick ass, get after it, build a strong root. You will feel the benefits, I promise. Do not be satisfied with just doing, oh, I'm just going to do one round of Kegels a day. It's an awesome place to start. Very important to get that habit. Don't stop there. Keep going. Keep building it stronger. Promise you will pay major dividends. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.